Simon Tov Samach Zayin Sif Aleph. We did the Mechaber yesterday. We're holding on the Mishaburus. So cut an olive. So the case over here, the first case we dealt was the case was a you had a grain which fell into the water, or water fell on top of it. So you can't eat it. You can't have any hanor from it. And the real issue you're going to have over here, you can't keep it. So what can you do with it? So the first Zatim Shabura, Batur Kosuv, Sukkot Nalav, Veina Chomet Sneaker. So the Mechaber tells us now that when you sell it to a Jew, you just tell him it's Chomet, and hopefully be careful not to use it on Pesach. If you sell it to a Goy, we're afraid that the Goy will turn around and sell it to another Jew, not informing the Jew that there's any problems. So you only let us sell minimal amounts in order that it should be the amount which you could sell minimal amounts of multiple goyim. This way each one we assume will finish up and use it before Pesach. Comes along the Torah and says this is all because it's not obvious that it's chometz. But if it's obvious from the grain that it's chometz, so then it's not a problem. Mashdi Muhammad's nicker is mutter. Bank is shemercha liyisrael. Bank is shemercha lahakim. Even when you sell it to a goy, it's mutter because it's here. He can't turn around and sell it to a Jew because the Jew will see that it's chometz. So like lamechash sheyach sarim krenel liyisrael. Yechonim bepesach the yisrael yakirenel. The Jew will realize that it's chometz. Now. No, that's not still not a good etza. That you still have to sell at minimal amounts to multiple goyim. Because shemachirim shema, it's only obvious that it became chometz.
You cannot recognize it
when it's still in the grain form. Once you grind it, you can't tell it anymore. Shema yitzchon ha'akum v'yim krimenim. He might grind it and then sell it. And then there's no way to know that it was chometz. Zot mishabur achein leminogeno shein loichim kemach lepesach minashuk. We don't buy kemach off of the street. The reason why mishabur said before was because it was common for them to wash the kernels before they grind it, so there was water on it. So therefore, potentially it could have been chometz. So we only use flour which we have been in control of the whole time. So therefore, so we're selling it to a goy. If he sells it to a Jew as a grain, the Jew will see that it's chometz. A Jew will not buy flour from him. So there's nothing to worry about. So many achredim say that lekel amechesh and welcome atchak yesh lahakel. So therefore, in the case of atchak, we say they allow to sell it. In case where it's visible that it's chometz, you're allowed to sell it to a goy even a larger amount. Take a look at Shartzin and Bays. So he says, "Zachar, we didn't solve our problem because that way we don't buy kemach from the shuk. That's only we don't use it to make matzahs for Pesach." But we do, we are makel to buy kemach in a shuk to keep it over Pesach for after Pesach. So here's a situation where he'll grind it, sell it to a Jew, not to use on Pesach, but to keep on Pesach, and he's over by your Rabbi Motzeh. Vav tekati ikon lemechesh, shartzin simkat and beis. The shema yikna yisola kemach la shoyse alachar Pesach. Havaya to keep. V'ha'ad ein loichin hainu la'ochlu v'pesach. Our minhag is not to buy, to use, to eat in Pesach. Ein chokyak ha'sim tov gim sukkot n'tizayim. But to keep it, he will. Now, the Jew will see, as far as the Jew knows, it's regular flour, which you're allowed to keep over Pesach. But in reality, this is the flour, which is vadei chometz. And you're not allowed to keep it over Pesach. We cover up by your roi. Okay, kush is a chokyak. Yesh loymer, zog the Mishnah Berurah. The Samchina, the Chayisom, Mavatlim, Varmer, Kochamir, the lo chazisa. Included in the kol chamir is the chazisa, the lo chazisa. I didn't see it. So here's a situation where the Jew is not even aware that this is chometz,
mm-hmm.
but that's also included in his bitzel.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you picture about something which I know is chometz, is I'm not aware of where it is. Even though I know the item, here's like the opposite. I know the item exists. I'm thinking it's not a chometz, it really is chometz. This also goes into my bitzel. Normally, bitzel like this, but I don't know. So I say, I don't know any chometz. There's any chometz around. Maybe there's something hiding somewhere. I'm about to that.
Like the lashon erev Pesach is what you have then.
We're talking about buying it before Pesach. The problem is the Jew's going to buy it, not use it for Pesach, but he will keep it over Pesach. So the bitzel, it was ready in his rishus at the time of bitzel.
Oh, okay, so he doesn't know it's chometz,
right? So
lo yadana didn't say
right, but then normally lo yadana means I'm not aware of the item. There's some chometz hiding under my refrigerator. I don't know what's there.
Oh, so
here I know the habit.
I don't know it's chometz.
I don't know that. I think it's not chometz.
Okay,
I believe this is not chometz. There's no need to be mevatel.
Okay, it doesn't include that. Okay.
So he's saying it does include that.
Okay.
That's the Chiddush.
The Bittel does include that.
Right, but that's the Chiddush. He's saying that he's pointing out over here that's included.
Mm-hmm.
So the Moshe Dirsha, they give you a Maharam, welcome to interesting, some cipher. Some cipher, a person appointed Shliach to sell the Chometz for him. And the Shliach didn't sell. And this, but the Mishalech didn't know. He never told, the Shliach never went back to the Mishalech and told him, never told the Mishalech in, hey, mm-hmm. in five. And never told him that he didn't sell. Then after Pesach, they found out that he never sold it.
Mm-hmm.
So some server said it was mutter because it was a nichol in the bittel.
Oh. Right. Oh, so that's why the bittel was goods, so it was bittel. So he wasn't over.
Even though as far as he's concerned, he wasn't mevatel, he knew about that item.
Right.
As far as that item was sold.
Right.
But reality, that item was not sold and really was his.
I see.
So they're drawing a parallel between the two cases.
Oh, it's a nice trait.
Yeah, it's interesting, dude.
Yeah.
So then the. What you asked, the question is maybe that's all talking about a case where he bought it. Before Pesach, before the
yeah.
bittel. But let's say, in case we bought it on Pesach.
Right.
So, in number four, the most of the Rishon, he brings in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, it's a mechatos.
He doesn't know what he's buying.
He believes he's buying something which is not chometz, and really
right.
he's buying something which is chometz. So that's a mechatos. So the mechatos
is possible. Never his.
Never his. He's not ever buying a remotza.
Because he'd never know it.
Right.
So.
But halachically, it's not his. Now, it is interesting what you're saying. Look, now, this din punk that the Sharzin is raising, that you can't use it but you can keep it, is a little bit strange.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, one's a chiv kars and one's a chiv lav, but they're both averas.
Uh-huh.
So if we're saying we're worried nowadays, since they washed the flour, that possibly it's chometz, therefore we shouldn't eat it, we probably shouldn't own a Pesach either.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, well, to buy it, the minig was not to eat it, but the minig was,
to buy it,
to keep. That's a strange minig. So there are some places which do argue on that and say that, no, we don't buy, you don't do that either. Okay. So, if you sell it to a Jew, umoydiyoy beis, you tell the Jew, by the way, this is chometz, you better use it for Pesach.
The newspapers.
Because much of the Jews wants to buy, you can sell them. What he'll do with it after, that's his business. Maybe. You know, he'll probably eat it up before Pesach. You know what? I can't rely on that. I have to tell him. Maybe he has other things he's planning to use.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't rely on that. Let's hold it here. Let's break for a minute.